When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, folks, once a week, we come together as a group, as a congregation, to complain about things. It's one of my favorite things to do. I'm a professional complainer. And once a week, you get an opportunity also. Landini, did we get any of these voicemails for Bleep You this week? Maybe we check that. I don't know if we can. Jeff giving me very explicit directions in the Google Doc. I appreciate that, Jeff. To kick things off on a Bleep You Thursday is our guy, Drew. What up, Drew? Who you mad at?
Hey, JP, I got one for you. F-U-E-A-G-L-E-S.
I like that one.
I like that.
I believe we can beat these guys. And all the, everyone's talking like this is a done deal. We've lost this game and on to Atlanta. I got a good feeling about this week. So, Bleep
like
You
that,
Eagles.
Drew. I like that one a lot. I don't understand.
And all the politicians that can't get their head out of there, bleep them too.
I share that bleep, Drew. You and I are on the same wavelength today. I think it's just crazy that people are like, oh, let's just focus on Atlanta. Like, there's a game this weekend, man, and crazy stuff happens. Dude, on the All Ears show last night, I do a mailbag, and I kind of think this was – Heather McDonough trolling me, frankly, to pick this one. One of the submitted questions was, do you think we should bench Jaden Daniels against the Cowboys in Week 18 to focus on the playoff game? And I was just like, are you out of your mind? It's a rookie quarterback. They already lost to them. And why are you worried about benching somebody Week 18 when it's Week 16 and you got a division opponent? Like, the microwave society we live in, and everybody's in this giant hurry to figure out the next thing before dealing with the current thing. Gugh.
No, I agree.
Let's go to Andy in Sterling. Andy, who you mad at?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Man, what
you
I wanted to say from everything I've read, that spending bill that was put before Congress and was all signed, sealed, and delivered, that would have given the commanders those rights in D.C. to build their needs. Anybody who voted for Donald Trump, if this bill...
No. We're not going to do all that. This is not political. I went on a heavy rant this morning. I didn't make it about any specific politicians because the truth of the matter is the Maryland senators probably had as much to do with holding this thing up as those guys did, because I know for a fact if you could have gotten this into... They wanted to get it into an FAA bill in November. That would not have been nearly as contentious as trying to jam through a $8 trillion budget at the end of the year. All the politicians are a problem. All of them. Just build the stadium. End quarterback coddling and build the damn stadium. Well, that's my political platform.
I'd vote for you.
Thanks, buddy. We're going to try, and I can only imagine Bleep You Thursday over the next 4 years, but we're going to try to not do politics on the show. No names, anyway. Steve is in Fairfax. Stevie, who you mad at?
Unfortunately, I'm mad at the federal government, just like the other caller just called in. I'm not going to name any names, but we are literally at the goal line, and this thing is getting stopped right at the last second. I know there's still a chance. I don't know if it's 50-50. I don't know what the percentages are, but the fact that it's literally at the goal line and all these stop, now is a big just stop on everything, is just so frustrating. I want RFK back. I want it so bad. They deserve to be there. And correct me if I'm wrong, the land is being given back to Washington from the federal government. So I don't get why this is even a factor in this whole thing. Because, again, it's being given to it to them to use it however they want to use it for the D.C. economy. So, again, correct me if I'm wrong, no money is being exchanged.
Yeah.
I mean, why is this even a thing? I mean, I get it. It's the politics and all that.
The best of my understanding is that this bill is either getting killed or has been killed because there's a billion other things. Like, RFK is very, very far from the crux of the issue here. It's just, for us, the thing that we care about most, if that makes sense. Like, what they're mad about is all sorts of other stuff, not RFK. And one thing that was pretty interesting, I just read this, and forgive me, I don't know where I read this from. Mayor Bowser did a press conference this morning with Ted Leonsis, and after the press conference, eventually she got asked a bunch of questions, and she said that she has reached out to Donald Trump to make sure it makes sense, that to make sure they understand what the RFK bill is and isn't, and that they're not asking for federal money. So, like, they're trying to make this thing clear, and I have heard that, like, there's some thought that they can get this done in the next Congress or whatever. It just delays the process, and I know that drives people crazy too. It's incredibly annoying, all of this, and we just want a stadium, dude. Like, yeah. It just want a freaking
100%, 100%.
Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. Sean, who you mad at, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call, guys. This is a sports talk radio station, right? I didn't want to be calling into like CNN or Fox. I just wanted to make sure.
Correct.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I get it, though.
Say again.
Bleep you to refs.
Did he get cut off? Did we get cut off? Anybody? Landfill. I am going to send Toby a bleep you on your behalf. Will you allow me to be your proxy, sir?
I'm sure, but the thing is, Toby and I, you know, we're a team, so I'm pretty skeptical of what you're about
right
to say here.
Well, Landfill, what if I told you Toby told me something that I think you'll find insulting?
All right, hit me with it.
Interesting.
Toby, Landfill, doesn't like snacks.
Yeah, bleep you,
okay,
Toby.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm not enough for
hold
him.
On.
Yo, you just told Landfill.
I went and got
two bags of chips, a Cool Ranch and a regular Doritos. I said, hey, which one do you want? And he took the regular. I said, cool, I'll eat the Cool Ranch. I then eat the Cool Ranch. He's like, yeah, I don't really like Cool Ranch. I was like, all right. Then he starts to eat his bag of Doritos and has like four of them, and just kind of leaves them there. And I was like, I might eat these. He's like, yeah, go ahead. I don't really like snacks.
Hold on. Bleep you to JP, number one.
How?
Because
all I'm doing is reporting the facts.
Let me say what I said. I said I'm not a snacker. I at no point did I say I do not like snacks. I will eat Doritos. And
what's
by the way,
difference?
If we're going to tell the story here, well, I don't. It means I don't eat snacks. There's a difference between
well,
not liking snacks. I don't snack. There's no problem with that. But I'm also eating my bag
hold
of Doritos,
on,
and JP just takes it.
Yeah, that did happen. but Landfill, I'm not here for any sort of anti-snack conversation.
I'm not anti-snack
We're
at all.
Pro-snack.
I'm pro-snack. I just don't partake. There's nothing wrong with that.
Does that that's inherently contradictory?
I'm giving you more Doritos. I had no problem giving you more Doritos.
I did get more Doritos.
I don't have any issue with snacks.
Landfill is the judge here. All right, Professor
yeah.
Landini.
He's clearly anti-snack.
Make a ruling.
He's clearly anti-snack. I've had enough of this nonsense.
Anti-snack tight.
I'm leaving more for you guys. By the way, while we're at it, bleep Jonathan Taylor for fumbling the ball at the one-yard line. I would have been in the fantasy football playoff semifinals. I'm not because of him.
I like that one. Very good. Bleep you to me for starting Jared, for benching Jared Goff for Sam Darnold when Goff went for 50 and Darnold went for 11. Luckily, I snuck through. I do feel like I used all of my luck, my fantasy luck juice last week. Jeff, do you have any luck juice?
Nah, I'm giving all my luck juice to the Commanders for Sunday. I ain't giving my luck to nobody else.
Okay. Did you have a bleep you, sir?
Yes, I do have a bleep you. One, I'm bleeping everybody that's writing the Eagles game off, saying we're going to lose, so let's just focus on Atlanta. Bleep you to them. Then I got a very, very, very serious bleep you. I want to bleep the people that bring fruitcake to Christmas events. And I'm talking about the dry loaf fruitcake, because it's not the 60s no more. Nobody eats that. And
bro, are we sure there's actually good fruitcake?
JP, you know which one I'm talking about, though. Like, it's only one standard fruitcake that everyone hates.
Right. It sucks.
And for some reason, everyone always bring that one. And it always end up, because my mom, like, you know.
That just might be what fruitcake is. Having like, people I don't know if there is house, a good one.
Bro, but it can at least be moist. Like, it don't have. Every fruitcake I've tried is dry. We need some moist fruitcakes out here.
So just so we're clear, Jeff, you're looking for moist fruitcake in 2025.
Yes, moist fruitcake. Like, at least add some rum or something to it.
Landfill, if moist fruitcake isn't a drop for us in the coming days, I'll be very disappointed. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I've been at a party or office thing, any sort of event where fruitcake has been served in like 10, 15 years.
JP, I have to say,
you physically saw a fruitcake.
So I wasn't trying to just point out a certain demographic, but all the aunties over 40, please don't bring no fruitcake to the house party, okay? Don't bring it to the Christmas gathering. Look, I'd rather you just pray for me, all right? No fruitcake.
But is that happening, or is this just like the new is a hot dog a sandwich? This is like the Christmas time is a hot dog a sandwich.
JP,
nobody's actually bringing fruitcake anymore, but we're all mad about it.
JP, maybe not to yours, but I didn't watch some of my aunts bring fruitcake in the whole house.
This is a two Americas thing, Jeff? You're hitting me with right now?
I don't know. It may be, JP, you're the 40 and 50-year-old aunt and uncle now, so maybe you're not bringing the
let's chill with the 50-year-old.
I'm just saying. But, like, my aunts that's, like, well over 40 and 50, like, they're, like, in their 60s, they bring those things, and, like, they also bring the walnuts and things. I just be like, yo, nobody eat that anymore. Like, the chocolate be gone, and it just be a bowl full of walnuts and Christmas nuts and a pound of fruitcake. Like, nah, man, some traditions got to stop, and I think that is one of them.
Okay, so Jeff's made it clear he wants more nuts and less dry fruitcake. Got it. Let's go. I mean, since things are getting weird, let's get all the way weird. Line two, Comandante Tequila. What's up, bud?
Comandante.
Hey, guys, how you guys been doing? Well, I got three bleep. I had two bleep. You know, I got three bleep views. One bleep view goes to my daddy, Jira. Jera, Christmas coming along. I can see you next year. Well, bleep you to the Eagles. And you know what, Jeffrey? You need a good fruitcake. I got you one, buddy, with rum. All right? And bleep my fruitcake? Bleep you too, Jeff. Bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Goodbye, Comandante. Always a wild ride, but we appreciate you listening.
Quite the ride.
Now. Yeah. Now, Lanfield, did you have any bleep use? Just anything you needed to get off your chest, sir?
No, I'm very happy, as always.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now, Toby, I don't know that you've ever been a part of Bleep You Thursday, but if there's anything you'd like to proclaim, feel free.
I'll say this. I respect every single time I'm on with you guys on a Thursday, if I'm on the feed, I respect you guys. But bleep the commenters, because I've gotten called Rice Cube. I've gotten called Ice Cubicle. I've gotten a lot of interesting things.
They called you Rice Cube.
I've got Toby Snackyow.
Is this in the chat?
Yes. The chat is fries me every time I'm on the stream.
They called you Rice Cube's kind.
That's hilarious.
Rice Cube's a little racist, right?
I don't know, but it's funny.
I'm Filipino. Yeah, Manny Snackyow.
Manny Snackyow is really good.
Like, I respect it. I think it's hilarious, but bleep you guys.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to handle it. It's funny, but bleep you guys. let's let these phone lines go here. Los is in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Oh, bleep you to all the people. You guys heard this before. To the ones that say that we're just gonna have to worry about the Falcons. Those are the sorry A people that sell their tickets to Eagles fans, and they're not really Commanders fans. They're just using it to make a quick buck. So bleep you to them, and bleep you to my buddy Mike Jackson, because I'm about to play him again in the semifinals. I already swept him in the regular season, so this mofo really thinks that he can, you know, outplay me in fantasy. So, you know, bleep you to him. I'm going to bring that broomstick, the swoop, the wet jet, you name it, Caps of Five. Thank you.
Let him know, Caps of Five. Let's get Lanfield all hot and bothered. Charlie in College Park. Charlie, no politics, no names. Come on, man, keep it clean.
I know, JP, I know. Look, I'm going to educate you guys. Jeff, have you ever heard of Claxton Fruitcakes?
Charlie, all fruitcake sucks. Next.
No. Claxton Fruitcakes made in Georgia are old, they're moist, they're delicious. Get that.
Old and moist, that's what we're going for, baby.
So go to Georgia to find the moist fruitcakes.
All right, this is moist, I guarantee it. Now,
and it's old.
I got to say, 3 weeks ago today, I put out a particularly nasty bleep you to Jer. I felt so bad about that, even though he's a Cowboy fan, man. I got to apologize, Jer. That was a nasty bleep you. If you ever grew up in Southeast, you know what Jones are, you would know what I was talking about. But I felt bad. I apologize. But I have to say, bleep you, Jer, for calling everybody a dumbass. Dumbass.
Thank you, Charlie. Jeff, if you're looking for old, moist fruitcake, apparently head to Georgia. There's a midnight train, is my understanding. Lawrence is in D.C. What up, Larry?
It ain't Larry J. Key. Come on, man. But my man, appreciate you, brother. One, bleep you to Tony, Toby, for not caring where the stadium goes. It needs to go in D.C.
Yeah, two, bleep you, Toby, Tony. Wanted to be
for being greedy and want to have two football teams. What are they, Jersey? Like, no, we're not New York. We don't want our team 30 miles away. Three, bleep everybody who's just not realizing that we have a chance of beating Philly this weekend, man. Like, we were there the last game, and now we have Lattimore in the game. Take that into account. But that's about it, man. And tell B-Mitch I say what's up.
Hey, B, he says what's up. Yo, that's a good call, Lawrence. I still might call you Larry, though. Finishing things off is our guy, Matt Stafford, calling from Los Angeles.
Bleep that song, Santa Baby. It sucks. It's over.
Strong way to finish right there. I appreciate you, Matt Stafford. Santa Baby, this song really sucks. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg from New York. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.